Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Good Monday. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has released the Medicaid waiver portion of his health care plan today. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on who could be covered.
Georgia Pathways is a limited expansion of the Medicaid program to able-bodied adults living under the federal poverty line. It would only be available to those who spend 80 hours a month working, volunteering, training, or studying. After a press conference, Kemp said the proposal would help jumpstart people's pathway towards better, stable employment and benefits.
We're creating a pathway where it is worth it, where they can make fundamental change in their lives and their careers, and that's going to be good for them and good for the state.
Similar plans in Arkansas and Kentucky that include work requirements have already been blocked in the courts. The federal government must approve the plan before it could take effect. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
A rate hike proposed by Georgia Power would raise monthly service fees by nearly 80%. GPB's Sarah Rose reports now on public hearings getting underway at the State Public Service Commission.
Nearly 100 people packed the room at the Public Service Commission's office in Atlanta. The crowd included community advocates and activists concerned about the impact of the rate hike on low-income and elderly customers. Teray Hansen, a community organizer from Savannah, says families she's spoken to are already struggling to pay their bills.
I can't imagine being a child in America getting dressed in the dark. The rate hike would only cause more people to be in that situation.
The hearings will run through Thursday, and the PSC is expected to vote on the rate hike in December. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Rose in Atlanta.
The next Democratic presidential debate will be held at Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta later this month. The two co-hosts of the event, The Washington Post and MSNBC, confirmed reports today. 9 Democrats have qualified so far for the November 20th debate. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.